Are you ready for today's meeting, Taylor?
Yes, Alex, but I'm not looking forward to it. Meetings are boring.
I know. Many meetings last too long. People talk too much.
Yes, but we can still be polite.
I know. We can have good manners.
I do. I listen politely, and I don't look at the time on my phone too often.
I use good manners too. I usually listen at meetings. I stay awake.
Well, you do most of the time. But you interrupt people sometimes.
I know. That's impolite. People interrupt me sometimes. I don't like that.
No one does, so treat others well. Set a good example.
I try, but I'm not perfect.
No one is.
Do you use good manners? Do you treat others well? Do you say please and thank you? You do? Good. Then you respect others. You think about their feelings. That is important. Everyone can be polite and not rude. You can let others talk. Listen and don't interrupt. You can't talk all the time. Maybe someone is boring. You can still listen politely. Hello, everyone, and it is quite pleasant to see you on this very wonderful day. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. Can you guess what our topic is today? That's right, manners.
And the title of our lesson is Use Good Manners. Please. So, I think we know what we are talking about today.
Really? What?
Well, you want me to say it one more time? Manners.
Okay, we got it.
Pauline, this topic reminds me of something my mom used to say to me. Can you guess what it is?
I think I can. Did she say, mind your manners?
Yes, this is a common thing a mom would say. I imagine a mom with her kid at a wedding. Maybe during the wedding, the kids are laughing or playing. The mom might say, shh, mind your manners.
Right. So when the mom says, mind your manners, she means don't be rude. Stop what you're doing and show good manners.
That's right. And manners are important for everyone, not just children. Using good manners shows that you are respectful to other people.
Well, speaking of good manners, Christina is waiting to teach us our key words. It wouldn't be polite to keep her waiting.
Yes, we should always be on time for other things. That's very polite. So I do apologize to keep you waiting, Christina. It's very good of you to help us out today. Was that good, Pauline?
That was very good. All right, friends, let's go to Christina.
Hello, 很多人都不喜欢开会。虽然如此，但我们还是要遵守应有的礼貌和规矩。We should have good manners. 名词 manners 就是礼貌、规矩。Taylor说 Alex 有时候会在会议中打断别人发言，这样子很不好。己所不欲，勿施于人。Treat others well. 要先有风度，友善的对待他人。动词 treat 就是对待。 打断别人的发言要用动词 interrupt. Don't interrupt others. 虽然有些会议真的很无聊，但我们还是要很有礼貌的聆听. Some meetings are boring. 形容词 boring 就是无聊乏味的. You can still listen politely. 副词 politely 就是有礼貌的.
Are you ready for today's meeting, Taylor?
Yes, Alex, but I'm not looking forward to it. Meetings are boring.
I know. Many meetings last too long. People talk too much.
Yes, but we can still be polite.
I know. We can have good manners.
I do. I listen politely, and I don't look at the time on my phone too often.
So today's conversation is between Taylor and Alex. They are in the Jungle Cafe, and they are talking about work. Alex asks Taylor, "Are you ready for today's meeting?"
We talked about meetings earlier this month. If you work at an office, you will probably go to meetings. Meetings are when two or more people come together to talk about something or do something together.
Work meetings are boring.
Hey, the only meetings that you have are with me this week. Are you calling me boring?
Right. No, I was just repeating what Taylor says. Meetings are boring. Because that's today's
calendar phrase.
Meetings are boring.
Meetings are boring.
开会好无聊.
Oh no, we have meetings all week.
Oh, meetings are boring.
Meetings last too long.
Meetings are boring.
People talk too much.
Meetings are boring.
But we get free coffee and donuts.
Yay! We have meetings all week.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Meetings are boring.
Meetings are boring.
开会好无聊.
Hey, now, Peter, that's a great idea. Maybe you should bring me coffee and donuts to our meetings. Then I will look forward to our work meetings.
Wait, why do I have to be the one to bring the snacks?
Well, because I'm the girl.
Friends, let's just get back to Taylor and Alex. Taylor has a meeting later today, but she's not looking forward to it. This is a useful phrase to learn.
And I am looking forward to hearing Christina explain it some more for us. So let's go to her now.
等一下要开会了, Alex 问 Taylor 准备好了吗? Taylor 说准备好了, but I'm not looking forward to it. 但是我不是很期待他的到来。 这句话的句型是 look forward to something. 比如说, I look forward to the summer vacation. 或者, we look forward to the movie. 你也可以用 look forward to doing something. 比如, we look forward to seeing you soon. 我们期待很快见到你. I look forward to visiting again. 期待能再次造访. 这些都是在表达期望和盼望。 但是如果有一件事你很讨厌的事即将发生的话，你就可以像Taylor一样表达 I'm not looking forward to it. 我不太期待。换句话说，你比较想说还是不要比较好。Thanks,
Christina. We always look forward to your teaching.
Yes, but let's get back to Taylor. Taylor isn't looking forward to her work meeting.
I think we all understand how Taylor feels. Many meetings last too long. People talk too much, and it's not fun.
That's for sure.
Hey.
But of course, we can still be polite. We should have good manners.
Yes, you should. You should listen politely and not keep looking at your phone all the time.
Sorry, Peter. I will try to be more polite in our meetings next time. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
It's okay. I know you were mostly joking. Although it is true, we can hurt people's feelings when we aren't polite.
Very true. Sometimes when we are unhappy, we forget to think about other people's feelings. But it's important to be kind and respectful, even when we aren't happy.
Well, friends, we hope you aren't bored listening to us. We really enjoy these lessons with you. And now it's time for a quick break. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Today we are talking about good manners. Good manners may look different in different cultures.
That's true. For example, is it polite to look at your boss in the eyes, or should you look down when you talk to the boss? Well, maybe it depends where you are.
True, but I think some things are the same everywhere. Like, you play games on your phone while your boss...
is talking to you!
Yes, and you shouldn't interrupt people.
Right. Those are things no one likes. Well, I think Alex and Taylor are talking about this right now. Let's join them for the rest of their conversation.
I use good manners, too. I usually listen at meetings. I stay awake.
Well, you do most of the time. But you interrupt people sometimes.
I know. That's impolite. People interrupt me sometimes. I don't like that.
No one does, so treat others well. Set a good example.
I try, but I'm not perfect.
No one is.
So today, Taylor has a work meeting. She's not looking forward to it because she thinks meetings are boring.
But she will go and listen politely. She won't look at her phone either. She uses good manners when she's at meetings.
Alex says he uses good manners too. He stays awake and he usually listens at meetings.
Hey, that's a good sentence to use. And Rebecca usually helps us practice sentences, so let's go to her now.
Hey friends, I'm so glad that you could join me for today's Use It. If you want to say that you usually do something, you can use today's Use It. For example, I usually walk home, or I usually watch TV. You can do this. So don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. That was great.
Well, I usually listen to Rebecca teach.
Wait, usually? Peter, you should always listen to Rebecca.
Well, right. But Pauline, weren't you listening? Rebecca wanted us to practice saying, I usually do something. So I used it.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
See? I set a good example, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I set a good example.
Okay, Peter, you don't need to brag about it. Or, wait, is that today's calendar?
No, Pauline. We already said our calendar phrase, but it is the phrase Christina wants to teach us. So let's go to her now.
Taylor 说, set a good example. 动词 set 有树立、设定的意思，名词 example 可以当榜样、模范的意思，所以 set a good example 表示树立好的榜样。动词 set 的用法很多，我们来看几个生活中比较常见的。首先 ，set the rules 设定规矩 ，set the alarm clock 就是设定闹钟，摆设餐具、准备好用餐就是。Set the table, 创下新纪录就是 set a new record. 如果说 set a time for the next meeting, 就是定下次会议的时间。这些都是动词 set 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. So Alex is usually polite during meetings, but sometimes...
He interrupts people.
And that's rude. It's impolite to interrupt people.
Even Alex agrees. He says people interrupt him sometimes, and he doesn't like it.
No one does.
Pauline, I was just giving our friends an example of interrupting. Friends, to interrupt means to start talking before the other person stopped talking. It really is not polite.
Right. It makes others feel like you don't want to listen to them. You think your words are more important than their words.
Right, and no one likes that. So treat other people the way you want to be treated.
Oh, Taylor used this word too. She says, treat others well. Can you help us understand this?
Well, the way you act towards someone is the way you treat them. For example, treat others kindly. That means be kind to others.
Good advice and a good example. Well, friends, I think it's time for us to review all the rest of our great keywords we learned today. Let's do that now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Manners. Manners. Mary has very nice manners.
Treat. Treat. Be polite. Treat others well.
Interrupt. Interrupt. Mom is talking. Don't interrupt her.
Boring. Boring. Let's leave. This movie is boring.
Politely. Politely. Talk to your teacher politely. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those words at home. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Are you ready for today's meeting, Taylor?
Yes, Alex, but I'm not looking forward to it. Meetings are boring.
I know. Many meetings last too long. People talk too much.
Yes, but we can still be polite.
I know. We can have good manners.
I do. I listen politely, and I don't look at the time on my phone too often.
I use good manners, too. I usually listen at meetings. I stay awake.
Well, you do most of the time. But you interrupt people sometimes.
I know. That's impolite. People interrupt me sometimes. I don't like that.
No one does, so treat others well. Set a good example.
I try, but I'm not perfect.
No one is.
Ginger, do you use good manners?
Sometimes.
Huh. Do you treat others well?
Sometimes.
Do you say please and thank you?
Sometimes.
Ginger, it's important to have good manners.
Well, I do. I have good monkey manners.
Do you respect others?
Sometimes.
Do you think about others' feelings?
Sometimes.
Remember, always be polite. Never be rude.
Yes, but,
Let others talk.
Yes, but...
Listen and don't interrupt.
Well, yeah, but...
Give friends a chance to talk.
Yes, but what if they are boring?
You can still listen politely.
Having good monkey manners isn't easy.
Now, as I was saying...
H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I-P-P-I-H-A-I- you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day.
Someone and give a smile, give the whole world your best today.
What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Come on, H happy, H happy, H happy.
Well, friends, I like how Taylor and Alex end their conversation. We all agree that no one is perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. So sometimes when we are unhappy, we aren't kind or patient with other people. And when that happens, we just need to apologize and try to do better the next time.
Being polite is a habit, too, so we can keep practicing. So no matter how we feel, we can still be polite to other people.
That's a really good point. It's a habit and it's a skill, so keep practicing using polite language and acting kindly towards people, even if you don't feel great on the inside. It will make your day go better.
Well, friends, we had a great day with you, and make sure to come back tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.